A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
The Premier League All Access podcast is proud to be brought to you by Ladbrokes. Stay ahead of all the big games in the best league in the world, the Premier League. With the latest odds, form guides, expert opinions and more, the fans are the players at Ladbrokes. Are you in? Let's go. Play at ladbrokes.com, 18+, begambleaware.org, T's and C's apply.
This is a game day podcast from TalkSport, The Appendix.
Yeah, welcome along everybody to Game Day, The Appendix. I'm Danny Kelly. With me are my two guests from this week's Game Day, The Record Book podcast, Mark Webster. Of course, you know him as the host of the weekend breakfast shows on TalkSport 2. And Paul Parker, England player in his time and legendary player for Fulham, Manchester United, Queen's Park Rangers and others. Obviously, the thing we have to talk about here as we build up towards the first international break of the season, 4 weeks into the actual season, by the way, is the England squad. First of all, I'll start with what shocked me most. Kyle Walker, to me, has been one of the great fullbacks in world football for the past 3 or 4 years. I saw him, of course, doing his stuff at Spurs. He's gone on to win things at Manchester City. And I know England are blessed with right-backs. So I'll start with you, former England right-back Paul Parker. Kyle Walker shocked to be left out of the England squad?
Oh, without a doubt. When you look at what he does for City and the way he plays and what we're trying to turn our national team into, something off the back of what Pep Guardiola's brought to English football, he's the first person you bring in. If you want to play that system, if you want to go to a three at the back, he would be good as one of your three or your wing back. He offers a lot. He's flat back four. He's a guaranteed right back. It seems a strange one to leave someone of that experience out. And I just don't see continuity in what Gareth Southgate's doing at this moment in time.
It does look a mixed bag, doesn't it? I mean, and by the way, having seen him play at London Stadium, I'd say I've never seen him fitter and faster as well, Kyle Walker. I mean, I know that, of course, the reason he kind of did disappear for a while, there was an injury, and he wasn't necessarily even considered City's starting fullback for a while there. But he was unbelievable at West
Kieran
Ham.
Kieran Trippier has had a difficult season last year after the World Cup.
And he's trying to bed in at a new club.
And he's suddenly back in the squad.
Yeah. There are areas here. I'm a massive advocate of Gareth Southgate because what he will do, he is a breath of fresh air. And what he's done, he seems to be excellent at being top to bottom. You get the sense that the whole of the England setup kind of is of one mind and of one direction. If it doesn't work, fair enough. But at least that you've kind of got some consistency appearing to go through the ranks there, which I think is great news. But this squad doesn't necessarily... You can't look at this and come up with one conclusion from you, can it? It's a say. It feels like a real box of roses.
Yeah, I agree. I know England are super blessed at right back these days, but Kyle Walker seems like a very, very... strange exclusion. And it can't even be. I know Southgate is obsessed with youth because Trippier is older than Walker. And so it's a very odd inclusion. Let me ask you another question then, former England centre half. What has Tyrone Mings done to get included in the England squad?
I really don't know. He wasn't good enough to play for Bournemouth. They couldn't get him out quick enough. He goes to Villa, initially struggles, by the way, then all of a sudden Villa get promotion, and then, okay, he was in a promotion winning side, plays 3 Premier League games for Aston Villa, and then he gets picked in England squad. It does not make any sense. People would have talked about Connor Cody for what he's done last season for Wolves, who had a fantastic season. And you say to yourself, yeah, he's earned the right. He's built a foundation to maybe go in and be involved in the squad. But no, he's nowhere near it.
And of course, to not help Gareth Southgate out, Mings at fault for the goal at the weekend.
Yes, he was. And be honest, that was one of his faults in that game as well. I don't know if he's seen the headlines and maybe was thinking about that and trying to become something that he isn't. But If that was a kind of performance he wanted, sorry, he wanted something decent to go into this next weekend and the midweek coming up. That wasn't the performance that he actually put in there. That wasn't the right shift to go into this next squad.
But there is a surfeit of defenders there, and I guess the point would be is that we'll end up with a really good looking back four, and you might argue
three
that
right backs, by the way.
Yes, exactly. We're certainly blessed there as well. You're exactly right. Midfield though is a massive issue for me. I think Jordan Henderson, I'm right in saying, has pulled out through injury, so I'm not sure how they'll replace him. Although Fabian Delph had a decent game at the weekend for Everton, and of course, always a favourite of Gareth Southgate.
But there's a whole load of weird stuff going on in midfield.
But that's what I say is Ross Barkley hasn't exactly featured as a mainstay of a Chelsea side, which
arguably
lacks
he's not
experience.
Even the best young English player in Chelsea's midfield. Quite. Hello, Mason Mount.
Exactly, Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain. He will be a massive asset for England as and when he's match fit. But has he even had up 90 minutes of football for Liverpool
no.
yet?
He started him in a game. He had to take him off, didn't
yes.
he? Because
yeah.
he was poor. He was way off pace. And then I think he's had a sub appearance since then. So he's struggling. So it doesn't make sense.
So the midfield players that he selected, we look extraordinarily thin in there, I think.
Yeah. I mean, because there's so few who you could actually say are proper midfield players.
Yeah.
I mean, Oxlade-Chamberlain is essentially a forward. Lingard is a forward. And whose inclusion as well will cause eyebrows to be raised in the general area of Old Trafford, I suspect. Because Jesse's very good in that advert where he's selling the ice cream. Less good on the pitch just now. And you're right. I mean, who are the proper midfielders in there? Winks, I suppose, is one. And then...
Well, you've got Declan Rice.
Yeah,
I guess
play.
I mean, from my point of view, Declan Rice is probably is already ahead now in the rankings so that he becomes the holding midfield player. But James Maddison's in there. Mm-hmm. And just for me, I think if we're talking about getting enough under your belt to earn the right to get a starting 11 position, I'd say that Maddison, A, has done that, and B, is just the right kind of midfielder that England need. He's the playmaker.
Yeah, that's definitely right. Yeah, I'd definitely go with that. I'd play him, and if you look at him, you're talking about Henderson now, who has pulled out the squad, I think, by all accounts. Then I think Maddison has to start. I'd like to see Winks in there with Declan Rice as well.
Yeah, right.
Because Declan Rice is definitely more of a holder, but Winks, as we've seen now,
has added more to the ball forward.
And Winks does that now. His game has come on incredibly in his last 18 months. Injury has curtailed a little bit of his start at Tottenham, but he's a fantastic player.
He's come
player.
Back a bit, little bit. Yeah, I'd agree with that. Listen, the last question then, and you know, England are again blessed with Harry Kane and a whole lot of other people. Rashford's pace is incredibly important at international level. But a daft question, if Ashley Barnes was playing for, let's say, Chelsea, would he be in this England squad?
I tell you what, I understand that there's a strong argument for that, but Callum Wilson's in the England squad and he plays for Bournemouth.
Yes.
And so I just think that Callum Wilson clearly, and I would, you know, he nearly went, was it Chelsea were in for him at one point there? He's attracted the interest of top flight Premier League teams.
He's good. And I think he's exactly right.
And I like him as that kind of centre forward in the England squad, i.e. I'd have him ahead of Ashley Barnes if it was a contest.
I think you have to look at the demographic of what you want your centre forward to be.
Yeah.
And Ashley Barnes at this moment in time is like talking about bringing in Bob Latchford. Static centre
forward.
There's
one for the teenagers,
well
by the
played,
way.
Well played.
Paul, because I've got to think about Ashley Barnes, I've got two things to say about him. One, I love saying this, that's why I wanted to play for England. I saw him playing for Eastbourne Borough back in the day. My father-in-law, no longer with us, sadly, and I used to go and watch football at Eastbourne Borough, his local club. Although there are three clubs in Eastbourne, how great is English football?
Wow.
There are three.
The local rivalries.
Yeah, Eastbourne Town and Eastbourne United, Eastbourne Borough
Naturally.
As well. So there they are. They're all there together. I saw Ashley Barnes, I mean, completely on loan, I think, from Brighton. I mean, completely dominated the game and had to be sent back after about 3 months because it was silly that he's playing at that level. But also, I like him because I like a dirty centre forward. Alan Shearer was secretly dirty. Kevin Davis had 10. A very nice man to meet in person, as he has been with me. But he was a filthy player up front, particularly for Bolton.
So he didn't keep it a secret?
No. And Ashley Barnes, he knocks people about. I love that about him.
Yes, there is something about him. He does great for Burnley, and he's definitely agile, and there's something about his game which is different to the static number nine. So I think I've kind of a little bit disrespectful when I mentioned Bob Latchford, but lucky enough, no one knows.
How about Steve Ball?
I do.
Steve Ball, when do you remember Steve Ball was drafted? I think he was in the first division was. He playing for Wolves, yeah. And they said, we need that kind of centre-forward, and I guess that's Barnes.
Let me ask you a question. You mentioned these tough centre-forwards. You've left out, of course, the legendary. Did you ever play against Mick Harford?
I tried not to, to be perfect. I never actually come up against him. I did when he was a centre.
You must have heard the tales about Mick Harford, the things he did to a centre half.
Oh, he did, yeah. But lucky enough, when I was at QPR playing centre half, Big Alan McDonald got involved with him too, and that's the time I said, "Alan, you can have him," because it worked out. He is the one person that you would kick him, he would kick you, and you would apologise for getting in the way. That's how he was.
Someone told me a story, I can't remember who now, where he was fouled in the area by Martin Keown, and he said, "You wait now." And the next corner that his team got, I think it might have been, where would he have been? Luton. He gets on the goal line. Martin lines up behind him. The next thing, Harford's elbow comes back, takes out the two front teeth, which are lying on the pitch. He turns round. The Arsenal players have changed position. It's a poor Andy Linegan has got no teeth. And he's, oh, Andy, I'm so sorry. That wasn't meant to be.
Wrong set of teeth.
And Andy Linegan was a lovely fellow. Yeah. There was no malice in Andy at all.
I'm a pretty lovely fellow, but no teeth, but no teeth. Thank you very much for listening to Game Day, the appendix with me, Danny Kelly, Mark Webster, and have been listening to Paul Parker. More next week.
The Premier League All Access podcast is proud to be brought to you by Ladbrokes. The latest odds? We set them. Form guides? We've got them. Expert opinions? We share them. The best fans in the world deserve the best. Be match day ready before the whistle blows with Ladbrokes. Odds update on Talk Sport with Ladbrokes. Are you in? Let's go. Play at ladbrokes.com. 18 plus, begambleaware.org, T's and C's apply.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.